And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The ZANU-PF Politburo expels the party's former Secretary for Administration, Didmus Mutasa, and Urungwe West lawmaker Themba Muliswa as the pages of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's allies continues.
I think that ZANU-PF has a long history of expelling people, and that it almost depends on the aptitude and the abilities of those that are expelled to manage themselves, with the view of whether returning back to the party or certainly staying outside the party completely.
There was chaos in Parliament today when Acting Speaker Mabel Chinomona tried to eject opposition MDC lawmakers from the House for protesting that cabinet ministers have been failing to turn up to respond to their questions every Wednesday, as was the case today.
And the U.S. Embassy in Harare dismisses as a great deal of misinformation a story published by the state-controlled Herald newspaper regarding U.S. aid support to the NGO sector in Zimbabwe.
In a breaking news story, the ZANU-PF Politburo met today and expelled former Party Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa and former Mashonaland West Chairman Themba Mliswa. The two represent Headlands and Hurungwe West respectively in Parliament. Party spokesman Simon Kayamoyo told journalists after the Politburo meeting that by-elections will be held in the two constituencies that were represented by Mutasa and Mliswa in Parliament. Mr. Mutasa is accused of disrespecting the party leadership and dragging the name of the party in the mud. First Lady Grace Mugabe attended the Politburo meeting for the first time after being elected leader of the Women's League in December. For perspective, reporter Ntungamili Nkomo reached political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda, who says Mutasa's expulsion was widely expected.
The fact that this happens after the return of the First Lady, and also that ZANU-PF dragged in making the decision, means that both President Mugabe and the First Lady have been able to assert themselves and make sure that this decision reflected what they wanted, and that everybody would have understood it as their decision rather than them acting out of pressure from the lower structures of the party. But I think also that this may mean that certainly we will not have any more expulsions, because if that were to be the case, it would necessarily become very reckless on the part of the ZANU-PF Politburo to sort of create a huge outsider network out of expelled members of the party.
How do you see Mr. Mliswa and Mr. Mutasa proceeding?
I think that ZANU-PF has a long history of expelling people, and that it almost depends on the aptitude and the abilities of those that are expelled to manage themselves, with the view of whether returning back to the party or certainly staying outside the party completely. But I think that both Mliswa and Mutasa owe a great deal of their personal wealth and so forth to their membership to ZANU-PF and to the presidency of President Mugabe. And for that reason, I think that they will still be under massive control of the party, and that is possibly the reason why Mai Mjuru has herself, despite massive economic and political influence, may or will not be able to set up a separate party from ZANU-PF, because they have a lot more to lose from completely estranging themselves as individuals from the powers within ZANU-PF.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda speaking with Studio 7 on the line from England.
There was chaos in the House of Parliament today when Acting Speaker Mabel Chinomona tried to eject Opposition Movement for Democratic Change lawmakers for protesting that cabinet ministers have been failing to turn up to respond to their queries during the traditional Wednesday question time. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
Those are opposition MDC officials demanding cabinet ministers come and answer questions in parliament. Only one minister, Joseph Made of Agriculture, was present when parliament business started, leaving backbenchers angry. The majority of the cabinet ministers were apparently attending a ZANU-PF Politburo meeting at the party's headquarters in Harare. But MDC lawmakers argued this is not the first time that ministers had failed to answer questions from their constituencies on Wednesdays. This led Harare Central lawmaker Murisi Zuzai of the Tsvangirai MDC to tell Ms. Chinomona that he was fed up by what he said was the cabinet minister's disrespect of the legislature as they continued to miss the weekly question and answer sessions. He said, despite several warnings, ministers have continued to defy parliament. Nelson Chamisa of Kwazana East and also of the Tsvangirai MDC formation then suggested that question time be stood over until the time more ministers would have arrived.
We accept your ruling on Mr. Zuzai's point of order. My suggestion is that why don't we stand down question time until ministers arrive? Because we feel our privileges are being violated by ministers' failure to come and answer questions.
Chinomona put Chamisa's proposal to the House and ZANU-PF lawmakers objected, leading to the commotion, which lasted for the first hour of Parliament sitting time. Lawmakers submit questions seeking clarity from ministers on policy issues every Wednesday. Chaos then ensued and attempts by Chinomona to eject MDC lawmakers like Tabita Kumalo and Solomon Madzore were blocked by their colleagues who started shouting across the floor that the MPs will not leave the chamber. The Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, which beams Parliament Question Time live every Wednesday, went off air as the commotion continued and security personnel ordered journalists in the press gallery to switch off their cell phones. The journalists were told that they were not allowed to take pictures or use their phones in the gallery. MDC lawmakers say ZANU-PF ministers have, since the unity government, developed a knack of not coming to Parliament to answer questions from lawmakers, despite the fact that Wednesday is set aside specifically for them to answer questions from the backbenchers. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Thanks, Ivan. Reached for comment, Obulawayo East Member of Parliament Tabita Kumalo, who was almost ejected from Parliament with her Dzivarasekwa counterpart Solomon Madzore, explains her role and ordeal in today's proceedings.
Honorable Madzore and myself were targeted because we were the two that were standing up demanding that the ministers must report for duty to Parliament and they must respect Parliament. We kept on heckling, demanding their presence, and that did not go down well with the Speaker of the House. So she decided the best thing that she'd do was to invoke the Standing Rules and Orders, Section 71, which compels her to instruct the Sergeant of Arms to take us outside. Unfortunately, she did not manage because the members of the MDC MPs defended what we're doing and they protected us.
Do you think your lobbying will make a difference?
Our lobbying is sure going to make a difference, and because to us, these are warning shots. Come next week, Wednesday, they are not there. We will keep on heckling and lobbying until such time they respect. Because what is critical, we have got three arms of government, and we are one of those arms, which is the legislature. We have a right to be heard.
That was Bulawayo East Member of Parliament Tabita Kumalo on the line with Studio 7's Thandekile Mhlanga from Harare.